Proclamation number 5481, dated the September 6th, 1952. God, Father, don't let me be the distant God for you, to whom you only pray for help at a specific time when humanly decreed instructions require you to do so, but call me to you at any time, always let me be close to you. Regard me as the father who longs for his children with tender love, and speak to me like a child speaks to its father, fearlessly, trustingly and simple, so that my heart will take pleasure in the children's stammering. Only when you humans stop searching for me in the distance, only when you sense my presence, will the right bond with me have been established, with the result that my love will take effect in you, who are my children and who should also avail yourselves of your childship. Then you will no longer walk alone on earth. Then you will have the most loyal friend and helper by your side. Then you will learn to think correctly and also make correct use of your earthly life, because then I will give you instructions which you will receive mentally and you will also act accordingly. For a true child carries out what its father asks it to do. Learn to recognize the Father in me. For I want to be loved by you and not just feared as God. Then you will also pray such that I can grant your prayer, because thereby you will be expressing your love and faith. However, you will never speak as intimately and trustingly to God as you will be able to speak to the Father. For then you will only speak the words you learned traditionally, as laid down by ecclesiastical faith, which can only too easily remain a formality, a prayer which is not sent up to me in spirit and in truth. I do not grant lip prayers. I want to be addressed as Father by my children. I want to hear your heart speaking. Then I will also lovingly draw close to it and grant its prayer. Admittedly, you humans first have to learn to recognize a God and creator of eternity in order to awaken faith in you. But then this faith must come alive through love. You must learn to love God as your Father. Then the relationship between us will not be a dead or formal one. Then you will establish a heartfelt bond with me, which I expect of you, so that I will be able to embrace you with all my love. Then you will have taken a big step forward on the path to perfection, and then I will never ever let go of you again, and my devoted fatherly love will guide you towards the goal. You will enter the eternal home, your Father's house. As my true children, you will come into the Father's inheritance. You will be able to work and create in light and strength like me and in accordance with my will, and you will be indescribably happy. Amen.